the talk of the Quad Cities. AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today on Talk of the Town, it's Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is brought to you by House Chilson Associates, A&E Repro Graphics, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, High Country Rec V Center, and the Cottonwood Area Transit. And now live from the studios of the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your host for today's program, the President and CEO of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everyone. This is Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. I run the Visitor Information Center for the Chamber. I'm filling in for Sherry, who is away today. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. It is my pleasure to host today's show along with Marie Simpson, who is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Business Development Manager. Thank you, Marie.
You're so welcome. Glad to be here with you, Robert.
Thank you for filling in for me. I'm usually on the other seat, so this is kind of cool.
You're filling in for Sherry. I'm filling in for you. Here we go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Our guests today are Prescott SunUp Rotary, Green Muscle Solar, Mount Zion Tabernacle Church, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
When it comes to propane, we proudly deliver competitive pricing and provide top-notch services to all our Barrett propane customers. It's not just another word in our name. It's what having years of experience in the industry means and the pride that comes with serving the community for more than 60 years. We're the experts that are dedicated to meeting all your gas needs, whether it's for your stove, dryer, or heating your home during chilly nights. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Spring has sprung, lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again. Uh-huh.
Sandra, CAT is here for our community for all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Shuttle will even spring you to Sedona.
And don't forget your trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
I sense budding travels ahead for us. Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Get a soul sign in your yard. When you work at Travis Bard, go to TravisBard.com.
So excited to have Travis Bard with us today from Legacy Real Estate with Keller Williams Arizona Realty. Travis, you can sell homes on average for more than 2.5% more money and one full month faster than the average agent. How?
The key there is really understanding what the motivation is and if there is motivation. Our job is to reach an agreement with them on what the best price is, to be very, very honest with people, to interpret the market, to use our experience and time in the market to give them a recommendation on what the price is that will actually move the home, and then create a strategy around that.
And that's why you're the only agent I would trust selling my home. Give Travis a call, 928-458-7000, TravisBard.com.
Get a soul sign in your yard. When you work at Travis Bard, go to TravisBard.com.
Hi, I'm Leon from Salt and Pepper and Chow Beller. My partner Julie and I want to say thank you for your support. Show your receipt from Chow Beller at Salt and Pepper or from Salt and Pepper at Chow Beller and receive a How Awesome Are You discount. It's a blessing to be part of this community. So come see us at Salt and Pepper in Prescott or Chow Beller in Prescott Valley. And from our family to yours,
thank you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. This is Robert Coombs, Visitor Information Center Manager for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Sherry Heine today. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Marie, could you please introduce our first guest?
It is my pleasure to introduce Laura Vanderberg, president of SunUp Rotary Club of Prescott. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
We're so glad you're here. Before we get into the SunUp Rotary of Prescott, do you mind giving us a little bit of information about you, as a human even?
As a human, oh my goodness. Okay, I can do that. I am a relatively new Prescottonian. I moved here from Cody, Wyoming 3.5 years ago. My husband and I were looking for somewhere where winter didn't last 8 months long. And so fortunately we found Prescott and we live here. I have two wonderful four-legged furry pets, children in my world.
Yes, they are children, aren't they?
So, and we love hiking. We love being here in Prescott. I've been president of Prescott SunUp Rotary now for, this is my second year, and I'll be handing the reins over to Christy Manning come July.
All right. Well, we're so glad that you came here to everybody's hometown.
Before we dive into some of the events that you may have at the SunUp Rotary, could you tell our listeners, educate our listeners a little bit about exactly what Prescott SunUp Rotary is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Prescott SunUp Rotary is part of Rotary International, which is one of the largest service organizations in the world. We're in over 200 countries, and we have thousands, 35,000 plus clubs. Prescott actually is a little unique. We have three different Rotary clubs. We meet at different times of day. We all work together, though. I would say that our club is the best, but I'm a little biased. But we're the morning club.
Well, that would always be the best, wouldn't it? SunUp, right?
Right. Absolutely. We meet at the Hacienda Inn at the bright and early hour of 7 a.m. on Wednesdays. So as part of Rotary International, of course, service is our focus. And we do a wide range of service projects. Our club is particularly focused on youth and our local community. And so to that end, I am grateful for the opportunity to share with you about our fundraiser that's coming up. This is how we raise the money so that we're able to actually do all of those different community service activities.
And what a great fundraiser that is. We are very excited about the... Dr.
Kind of a clue, huh?
For all you parents out there, I am quacking a quacker. These will be on sale at our Duck Derby. They also happen to be available at the Snack Shack at the Bill Villalley Field, where our club has also a community service project, where we offer reasonably priced food for all those families that have kids in Little League.
Nice, nice. I would love a hot dog. That sounds delicious.
Oh, my gosh. They're wonderful.
Could I ask a question? When did the Rotary Club first start? You know, the first Rotary Club must have been quite a few years ago, right?
Yes. Early
spot?
No, no. Oh, early 1900s in Chicago, of all places, okay. Which is originally my hometown.
Oh.
So, yes. And it was a gentleman's business club. So it's come a long ways from its early, humble beginnings.
Nice.
Well, let's get into the event.
Yes.
We've got all of the rubber duckies coming to Watson Lake. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. On Sunday, March 5th, the ducks will be arriving at Watson Lake. And everybody is welcome to adopt a duck. We have ducks available from our website, which is it's Duck Derby. /Prescott. So that's www.duckderby/Prescott. And you can buy them electronically. You can adopt equals buy. It's $5 a duck. And we're having a rubber duck race. We are going to be putting 5,000 ducks into the water at Watson Lake. Now, obviously, Watson Lake doesn't have any kind of a current. So we are grateful to the Prescott Fire Department, who will be providing that current on site.
I was wondering how you were going to get waves.
That's exactly how that's going to happen. And, of course, we won't put all 5,000 in at once. So there will be heat. And our goal is actually to adopt out 5,000 ducks. We are a little ways from that goal, so I encourage everyone to consider buying a duck or five. Or 10 or 20.
Okay, so you can do different denominations.
You absolutely can.
And you can sponsor, is that correct?
You can.
All right.
It is not too late to be a sponsor. And sponsors, of course, get advertising rights and ducks. So it's the best of all worlds. So if you just want to buy one duck, then you're really a lucky duck. But if you want to adopt six ducks, it's a quack pack.
Oh, how cute.
If you want to adopt 10 ducks, it's the whole raft. And if you want to adopt 20 ducks for a mere $100, it's called a flyover.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
And folks, it is a donation to the Rotary Club, and it goes right back into our community.
It does. The fundraising money, the money is from the ducks and from any sponsorships, goes into our foundation. It is a tax-deductible donation. And all of that money does come back. One of our primary service projects is the awarding of scholarships to graduating high school seniors that are going either to a vocational school, a trade school, or off to college. And it's a wonderful way, from our perspective, to help continue growing our community and supporting our youth as they move into the future.
Wonderful, wonderful. And this is May 5th, am I correct?
Correct. May the 5th at Watson Lake at the boat ramp. And we will be out there from 10 until 3. The duck races, because we're actually going to do three heats and then we're going to have a final.
Ooh.
So there'll be lots of duck racing going on. The races start at noon. And if you forget to get your duck before that day, you can get them on site.
Great.
So always an opportunity to get those. It's going to be a family fun event. So we have kids games. We have face painting. We have some food trucks. So it should be a wonderful time for everyone.
It's a duck festival, isn't it?
It totally is. It's a duck fest.
These ducks are really cute. They're those little rubber duckies that you float in the tub.
And they've got sunglasses on.
Yes.
They're just so cool.
They are. It is. We're really excited about this. Our club actually did a duck race about 15 years ago, long before I was here. But some folks might remember it. They ran it through Charlotte Hall.
Oh,
so they had to fill sandbags to create like a creek. And the fire department, again, helped out. Our club decided to do things a little smarter this year, and so we're putting it in the lake as opposed to having to fill sandbags.
That's going to be quite the sight to see, and all the monies are going to go to a great cause for our youth.
Everybody will be quacking.
I can't wait to take my daughter. She's going to be in
including
awe.
Laura.
She loves rubber ducks.
Come on, give us the quack. You got to do the quack.
Okay, a couple of quacks.
Yeah, ooh, I love it. Share with our listeners again the website that they can go to adopt a duck.
Absolutely. It's www.duckderby.com/Prescott, just like it sounds.
Perfect. Laura, we know you do have a lot of different things going on at the Rotary Club of Prescott, especially the sun up, because you guys get up so early. Can you share with our listeners some of the other projects that you may have done in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're coming into sort of high season for community service projects. So upcoming, we do have our scholarship awards. We have a number of fabulous applicants this year, and I'm excited because I also happen to be the chair of our scholarship committee. So I get to hand out the awards to the kids that win, which is just a fabulous, fabulous, amazing time. We also do things like food drives. So we're participating on April 19th and 20th with the other two Rotary Clubs in a tri-club food drive. That's going to be happening at all three Safeways between Prescott and Prescott Valley from 9 until 6. So you'll see people out there with the Rotary Wheel symbol on. They actually have a list of items that the Yavapai Food Bank needs. So you can grab a list, go in and shop, and bring your supplies out. The last one of these we did, we collected enough food to outfit the food bank for 3 months.
Wow.
We're hoping to do that again this year. So,
perfect. Well, we have about 30 seconds left, it looks like. So if you can run the quack, quack. Yep, love it. One more time.
Join
for our
us.
Listeners to
yes.
get out there and get their duck.
Yes, duckderby.com/Prescott.
Thank you, Laura. We really appreciate you being on the show today, representing the Rotary Club of Prescott, Sunup Rotary.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it very much. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA. We'll be right back.
Since you last had your well inspected? Well, wait no longer. Alcorn Pump is here serving all of Yavapai County with pump and filtration services for homes, ranches, and commercial buildings. Since 1938, Alcorn Pump has made it their goal to get you the best water quality and well pump reliability. So if it's been a while, call Alcorn Pump and let them inspect your well, test your water, and get you the best results possible. Alcorn Pump, 928-237-4372, or go to alcornpump.com. Alcorn Pump, well, well, well.
Cliff Castle Casino Hotel invites you to strike it rich
with Fool's Gold.
Every Saturday in April from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., two Castle Club members will pick from treasure chests every hour to win their share of up to $56,000 in Castle Cash. Every chest
is a winner.
Earn entries April 1st through the 27th. Learn more at cliffcastlecasino.com. That's cliffcastlecasino.com. And visit us at exit 289 off I-17 in Camp Verde.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Coombs. I'm the Visitor Information Center Manager for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, filling in for Sherry Heine, who is away today. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, and Marie is here to introduce our next guest. Thank you, Marie.
Bum ba da bum.
Da, 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 da.
May I please introduce...
We probably should do the duck thing, huh?
Our next... Yes, that would be fun. Our next guest, I am proud to introduce, is Tanner Meeker from Green Muscle Solar. Welcome, Tanner.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure.
Oh, well, the first thing we're going to ask you, Tanner, is a little bit about yourself before we get into all the great services and products you can provide on the solar front.
Awesome. So as Marie said, my name is Tanner. I work for the company Green Muscle Solar. Our main office is stationed down in Sun City. A little bit about myself. I'm 23 years old. I grew up in the Prescott Valley, Prescott Quad City area. About half of my life growing up, my father does live up here along with my aunt. So I'm usually up here about every other weekend, enjoying the outdoors, enjoying the great food that's here, and trying to just have some fun up here.
You must love the outdoors since it's Green Muscle Solar.
Yeah.
You need the sun, so you're probably in the sun all the time, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I love it.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Green Muscle Solar. You know, products do you provide? What services do you provide? I know I have solar, so I could talk on and on and on about how great it is, but let's get some professional
I think every house in Arizona should have solar personally, but We're getting there, right?
It really should.
With the green muscle solar, I hope.
Yeah, it's solar in Arizona is almost like a no-brainer nowadays. Luckily, through the years, solar has become pretty affordable for a lot of people, especially with all the tax incentives that the government does, and the state has its own little tax.
Yeah, there are a lot of programs out there, I know, for assistance.
Oh, yeah. No, I got some great, great programs when I got mine, so I definitely will back you up on all of that.
Good. Awesome. So, yeah, a little bit about us is we've been in business for almost 5 years now. Done well over 1,500 installations, along with we also do removals and reinstalls for select roofers, and if people just hear about us, they'll contact us as well. Green Muscle is a family-owned business. It is actually owned by one of my uncles, along with his business partner that they've known each other since they're 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So they, both AZ natives, were all born and raised here, and they've been in the industry for over 15 years, and in just a few days, it'll be my third year.
Wow.
In the industry. So long time coming and a lot more time to come.
Such a young age and already 3 years in. Good for you. What great experience.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
What about some of the products? You know, I know when I visualize solar, I always visualize the big old panel on the roof. Are there other products besides that kind of a panel? Or guide our listeners a little bit about how they can go about getting their house solar.
Yeah. So right now, I mean, of course, panels are the solar way. There are Tesla, you know, they came out with like a solar roof, but those are quite expensive. Mm-hmm. They're cool and all, but right now we're around 400 plus watts from a single panel. And with the great technology from a lot of great manufacturers that we're partnered with, there's microinverters. So per panel, it gets plugged into one microinverter compared to the old systems where it was one single inverter, where if that one inverter went out, you're not producing any solar. So
so it's like the old Christmas tree light effect. If one went out, the whole string was dead. Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
It's a great way to at least keep some of your solar going and making that money before you get that replacement in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know. I wonder if I have that. I might have to have you come check.
Yeah, possibly.
Especially since we're almost neighbors, too.
Yes.
So does green solar, muscle solar, sorry about the muscle part of it. I guess you need muscles a little bit to get those up on the roof. But I would imagine they're much smaller than they used to be, like, say, 10 or 15 years ago, and the easier to replace if something did go wrong?
Yes and no. So panels now are about 6'2 in height, and then the width is about 40 inches wide. But luckily they've only grown so much a little bit, but yet they now produce a lot more. So of course the industry is working on making them produce as much as they can and hopefully start shrinking them eventually as technology improves.
So like on a 2000 square foot house, which is kind of like a standard roof, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just regular
yes, sir.
Pitch roof. How many panels would you need?
So we have a lot of those questions. And it all varies. It depends on what part of town are you in, how much shade do you might have, which way does it face roof, what direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and luckily with us, we do free quotes. Most companies do. And we do actually refer, hey, get multiple quotes. Don't just listen to one guy. But with a 2,000 square foot house, I know my father's house was – he's got about a 1,400 to 1,600 square foot house, and he has 20 panels. So average systems out to 8-kilowatt systems. So people really do get about 8 to 12 kilowatts, I would say, is the average size for the average homeowner.
I want to say that I probably have an 8-kilowatt system too. And you know what's super cool, which I'm pretty sure Green Muscle Solar provides, is I have an app on my phone that I can look at if I could just find it.
For monitoring.
Yep, for monitoring. And it will tell me right now how much energy production
yep.
My panels are doing at in real time.
Wow.
And
yeah,
it will
like
tell
that.
Me throughout the month, throughout the day, what my levels were at, how much I was producing, how much I was consuming. And then at the end of the month, I get my APS bill and I've got a credit there. So I can actually count on my APS bill.
Credit's good.
To, pay for some of my holiday spending, because I know at the end of the year in December, I'm going to get, you know, a few hundred bucks back. And I just have like a smaller home. I don't even think I have, I mean, it's not even 1400 square feet. So, you know, and it's just me and my daughter. So we're just producing that energy and we're not using all of it and they're paying us for it.
Yep. That's a great part of solar right now.
Yes.
In APS, they're working on taking that buyback. I'm not too sure when you locked in, but right now they're at about 7.5 cents they pay you per kilowatt, and about off-peak hours. So if people know APS rates, you'll know that now if you're hooking up to it, they have demand or off-demand during 4 to 7, or if you're got hooked up with APS about back in 2017, you're on the old net metering. So right now they're paying you about 7.5 cents for that production, as you're still paying about 11 watts off peak, and then on peak you're paying about 30 cents. So solar definitely helps kind of shave that bill in half.
And the sooner you get it, the sooner you get to lock in that better rate before the APS jacks up their rates again on you. So
the rates still go up. So no matter what, your rates go up. But when you lock in with them, it keeps you 10 years with the buyback. So they have to pay you the 7.5 cents for 10 years maximum.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm looking at my solar production right now. And it says that it just went up 1.75 kilowatts.
What system do you have? Does it say what kind of app?
This is Solar Edge.
Okay, so you have a Solar Edge system.
Yeah.
Very good.
So this year, I've produced 1.91 MWHs.
Yep, megawatts.
megawatts. And this month was 80.8 kilowatts. Is that right?
Awesome. 80. Yeah, sounds, yeah.
WHs?
Yeah, kilowatts. Yep.
All right. So I will stop stealing your whole segment.
Yeah,
I love solar.
Yeah. I've been getting into it, and I get called a nerd sometimes because I like to geek out with it. You know, me personally, I still live at home and trying to save up to get a house eventually. So when my dad got his solar, I got to finally look in on a customer side and dig into it myself and geek over and be like, Dad, you're saving so much.
Yeah, well,
so
you gotta save all the pennies where you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Tanner, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Green Solar, Muscle Solar. I keep missing the muscle part of
Green Muscle Solar.
Get
no
more
worries.
Information on there, like on the website, or if they want to plug in, or just get more information on how do I do it.
Yeah, so a great way is you can look online at greenmusclesolar.com, or you can go ahead and shoot a text to 602-571-7450, or even make a call or send an email to tanner@greenmusclesolar.com. And it's quite simple. All I need is an APS bill, and right from that, I can go ahead and write up a quote and show you exactly what you need.
And it's a free quote?
Yes, sir.
And you do all over the
all
Quad
over,
City?
All Quad City. We go up to Flagstaff. We've been down to Yuma, Tucson, everywhere.
Wow.
So wherever you need us.
That's super.
Super, super duper. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Tanner, we've got
a few minutes left. How about your involvement in the community?
So, is that here?
Yeah.
You're talking about anywhere. Okay.
Anywhere, yeah.
As an Arizona native.
Yeah.
Yeah. So along with just me, I don't do too much. I spend a lot of time with my niece, and we have quite a big family, so I'm very family oriented. Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of time just with them.
That's great.
Pretty much. And then, as I said, I come up here quite often and spend time with my dad. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it, but Penny's Place, it's a food truck up here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're actually friends with that owner. So usually back when he always did the ballpark games and all the baseball, softball.
So they have a solar panel on the top?
They do, but they are not on the trailer.
They put you on the spot.
Not on their trailer. No, they don't. But on their house, they do. But of course, it was someone else a long, long time ago. So,
yeah. Cool.
But other than that, the owners, they donate toys and food to a Boys and Girls Club down in the valley. And then my aunt, along with the other owner's wife, is in education. So
awesome.
Super duper.
So very family orientated and always helping out our children between here and the valley.
That's great.
Very nice.
I love that.
All right. So we've got two more minutes. Green Muscle Solar.
Yeah. How about a muscle? I'm thinking about getting a travel trailer, and I'm curious about how much it would cost to add a solar panel if it didn't already have it equipped.
Yeah, so
do you do stuff like that?
No, we really don't. We've dabbled into it once or twice, just trying to kind of get a feel for it, just because you got to know how to set it up and everything on the roof. And then along with that, you still need a converter or an inverter from the DC to AC, and then you still need to get a tiny little battery.
Okay.
So
it's mostly homes. Mostly homes are building roofs.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that have done them themselves, and it wouldn't be that hard. It's just something that they haven't picked up on.
On the trailer
yet.
Itself, you mean?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
A lot of them I know are equipped.
Oh, wow.
They're ready to go with them.
They're great. It's a nice
little
adder.
Yeah, because you just go off the grid anywhere you want.
Noisy generator.
Exactly.
Wow.
That'd
be great.
That's the nice part.
Yeah. That would be great.
It's really neat. So.
Well, share with our listeners your website and contact information one more time.
Yeah, so the website will be greenmusclesolar.com. That is green as the color, muscle as in your body, and solar as the beautiful sun we have in the Arizona sky.
I like that.
All right.
kind of a logo, isn't it?
Almost.
Yeah, that's kind of a tagline for you guys.
Phone number is 602-571-7450, and email is Tanner, TANNER, at greenmusclesolar.com.
Thank you, Tanner, for being on the show and representing Green Muscle Solar. We appreciate you as a chamber member, too.
Of course. Thank you for having me, guys. It's a great time.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Tails are wagging at Wags Pet Resort and Luxury Hotel. For a happier and healthier dog, give them the social interaction they need. We offer indoor and outdoor supervised group play. We know we can't take your place, but we'll always treat your dog as one of our own. Wags Pet Resort is not just a stay. It's an experience filled with love, hugs, and kisses. Book your best friend's play date today. Visit us at 9049 East Florentine Road in Prescott Valley or online at wagspetresorts.com.
Did you know there are two types of insurance agents, independent and captive?
Here's the difference. A captive agent works for one company. An independent agent represents multiple companies.
If you call a captive agent, you will get a quote only from their insurance company. If you call an independent agent, you'll get quotes from many insurance companies.
This gives you the opportunity to truly compare multiple rates with one phone call.
Hi, I'm Lori Sell.
And I'm Susan Morrison. We are independent agents. We represent over 20 of the top-rated insurance companies.
Call us at Shepherd Insurance today, 928-445-4600.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Butters and Panyan plants for April are purple twist plums, perfume lilacs, columbine, and Arizona gallardia.
Gallardia is the perfect mountain perennial with huge fiery flowers on a compact plant.
She loves the heat and super drought hardy.
You can count on this bloomer to show off all summer long in raised beds, containers, or in the garden.
Javelina and rabbit proof. This bloomer is a must-have Arizona plant.
Arizona gallardia, found at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
We're KQ&A.
It's just after 4 o'clock on this April the 3rd. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Mason Pennington with a check of your news and weather brought to you by Wags Pet Resort. The Legato apartment complex site is being monitored to ensure no further damage is done following Monday morning's massive fire.
The fire has been put out and suppressed thanks to the efforts of Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority and other fire personnel from around the state. Prescott Valley Police Lieutenant Jason Kaufman says Brasham Mountain High School officials were a big help as firefighting efforts reached the final stages.
They've provided different things for us, some paper, some resources like water that we need. The fire is suppressed, then extinguished, but it's being monitored for hotspots right now, so nothing else ignites.
The high school suffered vandalism over the weekend, and Kaufman explains that suspect is still at large.
He did a considerable amount of damage to our high school, approximately $60,000, making that felony criminal damage. We got a snapshot of this person, and we figured we'd put it out to ask for the community's help in attempting to identify him or her based on the clothing and the posture.
Prescott Valley Police investigators don't suspect a link between the fire and the vandalism incident. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A Chino Valley man has been arrested for alleged sexual exploitation of a minor.
On March 14th, Homeland Security investigators contacted police detectives with information that known child pornography had been downloaded in Chino Valley. An investigation got underway, and the location of the downloads came back to a Cochise Drive address. With this information, a search warrant was obtained through the Chino Valley Municipal Court. The warrant was served on March 21st at the home of 48-year-old Kurt Collin. Digital evidence was allegedly seized from the residence. Police officials say a forensic exam and review of the files from that evidence was performed by a computer forensic analyst with HSI in Flagstaff. 10 images of child sexual abuse material were allegedly found. On March 29th, Chino Valley police officers arrested Collin and booked him into the Yavapai County Jail in Prescott on 9 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Clear south wind 5 to 9 miles per hour. Expect an overnight low of around 39 tonight for the Prescott Quad Cities area, with a high tomorrow of around 68 and a high on Friday around 51. 46 degrees tonight for Cottonwood in the Verde Valley, with a high tomorrow of around 76 and a high on Friday around 60. Have a great Wednesday. I'm Mason Pennington for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
If you're a propane user, you've most likely heard the name Barrett Propane. That's because they've been around this area for more than 60 years, providing reliable propane to your home or business. They've also worked hard to improve the quality of life for everyone in Yavapai County by supporting local nonprofits. It's just who they are. Friendly local folks not only delivering propane, but making life a little better along the way. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Did you know there are two types of insurance agents, independent and captive?
Here's the difference. A captive agent works for one company. An independent agent represents multiple companies.
If you call a captive agent, you will get a quote only from their insurance company. If you call an independent agent, you'll get quotes from many insurance companies.
This gives you the opportunity to truly compare multiple rates with one phone call.
Hi, I'm Lori Sell.
And I'm Susan Morrison. We are independent agents. We represent over 20 of the top-rated insurance companies.
Call us at Shepherd Insurance today, 928-445-4600.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone, and good afternoon. My name is Robert Coombs. I run the Visitor Information Center for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. I have Marie here to introduce our next guest. Thank you very much, Marie.
You're so welcome. It is my absolute pleasure and honor to introduce Michael Cannon from Mount
Zion Tabernacle Church. Welcome, Michael.
Welcome. Thank you.
And I should be introducing you as Pastor Michael, shouldn't I?
Well, okay. That works. You know, I'm not a big guy on titles. I'm more big on action.
Well, he is very modest, and we're very thankful to have him today.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about you as Michael first, before we get into all of the amazing things that you guys provide through the church.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you guys for having us. It's an honor. We are still believing that word of mouth is the best passage of advertisement, the best passage of acknowledgement and recognizing and just being aware. And so I thank you guys, and we feel very honored to be here.
Well, we thank you for being a part of everybody's hometown in this beautiful community we all get to call home.
Yeah.
And being a part of our big community, and you guys certainly are.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just that's the thing about being a part of a small community. It's always hometown feeling.
Oh,
you know, that's good.
I love living here, and I'm very proud to raise my daughter here along with our leaders in the community such as yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I've been here 14 years. My wife and I, we have 7 kids.
Oh, we need to do a drum roll. We need to do fireworks. 7 kids. You must be very busy.
I beat you. I'm from 10.
Yeah. Well,
you must be from the East.
Yeah. So Midwest.
Close enough.
Yeah. And so one of our sons, and he's 15 now, and so we got 3 more years, and we'll start our honeymoon again.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's we've beautiful. Been here. I've been here 14 years. I am the pastor and founder of Mount Zion Tabernacle Church. We're going on our 8th year here with the church. And you say, tell you about me. It's very simple. I'm just a servant. I really am. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you are a leader of anything, then you've just accepted the responsibility to be a servant of everything. And that's just who I am. You know, I'm just a servant.
Servant's
heart. Well, tell us a little more about Mount Zion Tabernacle Church.
You know, what kind of
a congregation you may have.
Okay.
Should I say openings? It's probably open all the time to anyone.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I'm glad you asked, and I could see where you're going with that open to everybody. I'm going to explain that to you. You know, Mount Zion Tabernacle Church is a non-denominational Christian church, right, led by the Spirit. You know, at our church, we don't care how you come through the door. We just care how you leave. And the reason why we have a non-denominational church is so that the door would be wide open. Because oftentimes, if I call my club this, if I call my club Alliance Club, then only people come that want to be connected to Alliance Club. If I say it's a blue club, then people only want to come if it's a blue club, or if it's this denomination or that denomination, right? But we're non-denomination, and we don't care how you come through the door. Look, if they let me preach, everybody good, all right?
I like that.
But so Mount Zion Tabernacle Church, it's non-denomination. But let me say this, because I felt your spirit when I said tabernacle, because most people, when they hear tabernacle, they either associate it with a messianic church, which I have no problem with, good church, or a Mormon church, right? But that's not it. That's not it. Tabernacle.
I always think music.
Right.
Probably tabernacle choir.
Well, we have music.
Probably, so
we have
music. Think music.
That's always my favorite part of church.
Yeah, I figured you would. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for us, tabernacle means exactly what it means in the Bible. Tabernacle means biblically a place where God dwells. And we're excited about Mount Zion because Jesus is literally a member of our church. And that's huge for us. And that's what it literally means, just the place where Jesus dwells. And that's what we want to do all the time. We want to make sure that we have a place where when a person comes, they can have an experience with Jesus. Because we believe that the kingdom of God is a heart issue. And that what we try to do is just make sure that people leave encouraged to have a relationship with Jesus. You know, because I tell you what, I don't care where you are in this life, there's going to be a time you're going to need some Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Right? And what better way to feel confident that he's showing up when you have a relationship with him? You know, you may call me, and if I only hear from you every 2 or 3 years, I might not call you back. And if I do, it's going to be late. But if I'm hearing from you all the time and we have a relationship, right, then I'm going to respond when you need me ASAP, right?
Very true.
And so that's what we magnify at our church, just having a relationship with Jesus. Of course, we Bible-based. In fact, if you ever come to my church, you'll hear me say sometimes, if it ain't Bible, and the congregation will shout, it ain't Bible. Now, I know that ain't correct vernacular, but what it magnifies is we don't want to say or do anything that's not Bible, because that's the absolute truth. They didn't come to hear my opinion. They just need to be able to stand on the word. And as a church, that's who we are, coupled with the fact that we are the most diverse church in all of Yavapai County, hands down. And when I say diverse, I'm not talking color, because if the truth be told, we all red, covered in the blood. I'm talking cultures. Man, we got so many different cultures. We got people that are literally greeting and they're 78. And then we got, you know, kids that's 26. And then we got a little kid on our worship team. He's 13. And, you know, even our worship is diverse. On the first Sunday, we have contemporary worship. On first Sunday, we have Hispanic worship, not where it's Hispanic in language, but it's Hispanic in flavor. Our worship leader on first Sunday is Hispanic. And so it's that flavor, that's culture. It's still English. On second Sunday, it's contemporary worship. On third Sunday is gospel. We might bring a tabernacle choir from Phoenix. Right now we have a peculiar people's choir leader coming and leading us on third Sunday. And then on fourth Sunday is contemporary worship again, which, you know, like one time my dad played. My dad's a professional jazz musician. He plays saxophone. You might come in our church and you hear violin, you hear saxophone, congos, you know.
I love that.
Wow. We have two services, a 9 a.m. service and 11:30 service.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. At 9 a.m. we try to keep it down, but at 11:30 we explode. So we try to give a little even diversity in the delivery of the message, right? My congregation always says, Pastor, it's no different. Well, I can't help it, you know. When I go to the pulpit, I'm only there about 30 seconds and somebody else shows up. Amen?
Oh, man. Oh, that sounds fantastic. Well, that 11:30 service definitely sounds like my kind of service.
Yep, me too, with the sax.
Everybody's welcome, man. I mean, seriously, everybody's welcome. That's the kind of church that we have. We just want everybody to feel like you can come and get some hope, that you can come and get some healing.
We need a lot of hope these days.
We do. Yeah. We do. I mean, it's so many things, so many attacks and so much pressure. And so much disappointment. You know, where do I go to get some hope? And then is this hope everlasting? I'm not talking about happiness. You know, that comes and goes. I'm talking about some joy, mm-hmm. something I can count on that's everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know that I've had to lean on, you know, my community churches, and
yeah.
I just thank you guys for being here for our community, because,
sure.
you know, my heart has had to find that hope,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I love having the options that we do. I think Prescott has one of, like, the largest numbers of churches
mm-hmm.
per, like, square mile or whatever it is, however
uh-huh.
they measure it, compared to most regions within the country. So we're very lucky to have Mount Zion and all of our great ways to worship with
everybody's
hometown.
They are some great churches. They're great pastors.
Oh, yes. Oh,
God
yes.
bless them. God bless them.
Could you tell us a little bit about maybe some of the events that you may have at Mount Zion Tabernacle Church?
Well, sure. Thank you for asking.
Besides the Sunday worship and things like that.
Sure. Thank you for asking. A lot of our events are geared towards the community. For instance, we just got through with a men's conference, and we had about 85 men there, and there were about 40 men from outside the community that didn't go to our church. We have a free yard sale. And what the yard sale consists of is everybody in our church, they're bringing appliances and clothes and just all kind of things. And rest assured, when I talk to my congregation, I tell them, if you want Jesus to applaud your giving, make sure it's something you want to keep. Don't bring us something that you didn't want, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we do is the first half of the free yard sale, we open it up to the downtrodden, the homeless, and single parent moms so that they can come and shop first. And then we open it up to the general community. We simply just want to give. It's not a gimmick. We believe in giving. The Bible says give and it shall be given unto you. Mm-hmm. Pressed down, shaken together, mm-hmm. running over. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
How about the date for the event?
That's in June 1st. June 1st. What I was going to tell you is that to let you know how successful giving is. Right. When I came to Prescott, right, I didn't know one person. You hear me? Not one person. Not one contact. I had a dad that lived here, but I didn't grow up with my dad. And God said, I need you to start a church. Right. And this church has flourished because we have a heart for Jesus relationship and we givers. That's it. That's the formula. Give and it shall be given unto you.
Sounds wonderful.
What a beautiful thing. So
yes, yes. I love the love.
So we have some other events coming up also. We have a men's retreat coming up. Mm-hmm. We have a women's conference coming up. We have our VBS coming up where the kids get so excited, man. We get like 80 kids for all week. You know, it fills up so fast from just people in the community where we take the kids all week, you know, in the summer and just give the parents a break and just have a ball. One of the other things that we're really excited about is this thing that we call Mercy Missions. It's our, well, most people would say homeless ministry, but it's not just for the homeless. Mm-hmm. It's for the downtrodden. Well, next month, we're going to go out with backpacks full of essentials. Mm-hmm. And then the following month, we're just going to designate a laundromat. We're going to be there all day and wash clothes for free in hopes that we can convince somebody, let me wash your clothes on the outside, but let me show you how to get washed up on the inside.
Oh, wow. That's a great service to the community.
Sounds like great events. Yeah.
How can people look you up? What is your contact information, your website?
Okay. The address of the church.
The address of the church is 2797 Willow Creek Road, Prescott. Our website is mtzchurch.com. Our church number is 928-458-5533.
Thank you, Michael. We just have a few seconds left.
In those few seconds, let me share mm-hmm. something with you that I think is critical.
Perfect.
Also, that one of the things that we do for the community, we've started a Christian academy. Literally, we have a school at our church, and right now we have 17 students, and it is one of the most amazing things we could ever experience. We have changed children's lives. You have so many avenues now trying to tell a child who they are, and what we're doing is we're trying to give them their real identity, coupled with the fact that they have power to be excellent, right? And out of those 17 kids, half of them have been baptized, accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and their lives are changed. It's amazing to see what's happening in these kids' life. Some kids have come, and now their parents have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You know, I don't care where you go to church. This is not about coming to my church. All I want is your diet to be correct, and you be full of joy, full of peace, full of prosperity. Did I see you on the street and I can look in your eyes and say, he's blessed. Glory to God.
Yeah, well,
and God gets the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Well, we've kind of run out of time.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor Michael, for representing Mount Zion Tabernacle Church. So folks, every Sunday, 11 o'clock, right?
Okay. Before we close, can I invite you two?
Quick. Yep.
All right. I want to invite you two to come out to service and hang out with us.
I was already thinking about it.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate you being on the show and being a chamber member and being the community support.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it very much.
Yes.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
You want to grill out, but the price of meat has been skyrocketing at the supermarket.
So how about 20 ribeyes for $39.99?
Prime House Direct, America's number one online butcher, is having
a gigantic four-day sale.
Today through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Rain or shine.
At CAL Ranch Stores.
5757 East Day Route 69, Prescott Valley.
Look for the big truck.
And the big tent. 20 ribeyes, $39.99.
Cases of fillets, New York strips, Delmonico's, boneless chicken breast,
large shrimp.
And now, huge Alaskan king crab legs with wholesale boxes of individual prime portions.
Vacuum sealed for long freezer life.
Accepting cash,
credit,
debit card,
and EBT.
20 ribeyes, $39.99. Stop by and register to win our $1,000 prime steak chicken, pork, and seafood package.
No purchase necessary. 20 ribeyes, $39.99.
At CAL Ranch Stores.
5757 East Day Route 69, Prescott Valley.
Today through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Rain or shine. Online at theprimehousedirect.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Robert Coombs. I'm the Visitor Information Center Manager for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, and Marie is here to kick off some of the events for the Prescott Chamber. It's our turn.
It is our turn, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, but we really want you to know about our first Chamber Business Expo happening this Saturday at Pine Ridge Marketplace. That's 3250 Gateway Boulevard. I'm sure you all know where that is.
That's formerly the Gateway Mall,
yep,
right?
Yep, formerly the Gateway Mall. That's going to be happening, like I said, on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is open to the public. We do want to thank our sponsors and platinum businesses. We are thanking today Club Pilates, Aspire Sports, H2O Health, Texas Roadhouse, Wallach & Volk Mortgage, Green Muscle Solar, Prescott Fine Art, Olson's for Healthy Animals, New Life CPR, Everlasting Window and Door, and T-Mobile. Thank you all for supporting the Prescott Chamber and the first Business Expo. We're going to have over 50 businesses.
That's a full
join
house.
Us. Yes. We're going to have prizes where anybody who completes a passport come in, check out some of the businesses and the tenants inside the mall and all their great offerings, get a stamp, and then do turn that in, and we will do raffles for some amazing, amazing items provided.
It's all free.
Yep, provided by the Pine Ridge Marketplace.
Yeah.
It's all free. Come out, check out all the goodies. Again, the Chamber Business Expo will be this Saturday, April 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Pine Ridge Marketplace.
Hope to see you all there. And for other more events, please get to our website at www.prescott.org for community events and for chamber events. There's quite a few there. Thank you, Marie, for hosting the show today for me.
It's always a blast, Robert.
And Sherry's away, so we can play, right?
Here we are.
I'll see you at the expo. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, A&E Reber Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec Fee Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.